Buenos dias y bienvenidos a Calvary. Good morning and welcome to Calvary Baptist Church. We are so glad that you are with us today. We want to extend a special welcome to our visitors and first-time guests especially. We're really glad that you are here and look forward to the chance to greet you during coffee hour and following worship today. Your bulletin will be your guide for today's service. Do make note of the special artwork on the front that was done by Grace Boone. We're delighted to keep each week is a new piece of art and hope that you will make note of those. Next week, you'll have a chance to engage with those in particular ways in our luncheon after the service. After coffee hour today, we will have a special program on Palestine and justice in Israel and Palestine, and we welcome G.J. Tarazi, who's a member of Sister Baptist Church Ravensworth, where one of our very own, Leah Grunset Davis, is also the pastor there. So a lot of alliance connections and warm affection between these two churches, and we welcome you back to Calvary today. As we start our worship this Advent day, when it is so rainy outside and you might be still drying off, we invite you to just take a moment and let yourself take a breath as you gather with us for worship this day. In a moment, the candle of peace will be lit by those supporting our Afghan refugee family support team, at least representatives of that team. The tune will be very familiar to you, but I invite you to pay special attention to the lyrics in your bulletin today as they speak to this moment as we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem. We're glad to be gathered together for worship today. Will you stand with us and sing as we worship together?
Little town.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and restless sleep, more weapons fill the sky. The children weep with sorrow for friends who are no more. We asked you for your hand and peace to end the strife of war. How silently, their peace has gone away. No laughter rings, no choir sings in shepherds' fields this day. The angels in the heavens are hushed in sad lament. The children of the Holy Land are fearful, lost, and spent. O Holy Child of Bethlehem, descend on us, we pray. Your love brings down on David's town, drive fear and hate away. Awake the heart of nations, let justice be restored. Rebuild the peace in silent streets where once your love was born.
Mm-hmm.
Calvary. Thank you for coming to worship with us today on this rainy day. My name is Nancy Renfro. Many of you know me. I'm Deacon of the Week. And if you're joining us for the first time, and I see a few faces that I don't recognize out there, so I know we have some of you that haven't maybe worshiped with us before, or not recently anyway. We hope that you feel welcome in this space and with this community. If you have any questions about who we are, what we're up to these days, what we do as a community, how you could get involved, please find me after the service, and I'll be glad to fill you in on whatever I can. My contact information, if you don't have questions today, but they come to you later, are in today's bulletin. Will you join me in the call to worship? In the midst of suffering and despair,
God's comforts.
Amid that all causes us pain and brings us to tears,
God's care falls over us like a gentle rain.
In this season of short days and long nights,
we are called to tend to each other.
On this second Sunday of Advent, we give thanks for God's compassion for us.
Let us worship God.
Please join me in the passing of the peace. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
La paz del Señor sea contigo.
Contigo.
Please join me in the passing of the peace.
Make us one.
Make us one, Lord. Make us one. Holy Spirit, make us one. Let your love flow so the world will know we are one in you. As los uno.
Good morning. Thank you. You may be seated. Good morning. If the kids want to come down and join me, I'd love to spend a minute together. It's so great to see you all. Is anybody getting excited? Yeah. It's so fun to see you. I have a question for you. Have you ever felt like you were feeling something very particular? Maybe you were feeling happy, or maybe you were feeling sad. Maybe you were feeling nervous, but you were feeling something very particular, and there was someone else who said, "I really understand. Me too, I feel that way." Has that ever happened to you? No? Not that you can think of? Maybe I could imagine, like, maybe if you ever moved or something like that, and you went to a new school, and somebody who had also moved said to you, "I've done this before, come sit with me, I'll show you how things go." Things like that. There are certain things where if someone else has experienced what we're going through, it can be very helpful. Well, today's story is one of my favorites. I don't know if you saw the cover of the bulletin. On the cover of the bulletin, you have Mary and Elizabeth. And this is something we call sometimes the visitation. And it turns out that both of these two women are expecting babies. But it's a surprise to both of them. And when they get together, Elizabeth says that the baby that's growing inside of her leaps in her womb, kicks in her belly, and she offers a big blessing to Mary. What's a blessing? Does anybody know? It's like when you offer praise or thanksgiving or, "Wow, I'm just so glad that you're here today," some kind of a blessing. And then that is what lets Mary sing this beautiful song about justice and love that we sometimes call the Magnificat. And Miss Carol is going to read it in just a few minutes. But it's this beautiful song, and it's these two friends who find each other exactly when they need each other. And it's this beautiful connection. Can we pray together today before you go to your class? God, we thank you so much that you know us, that you see us, and that you care for us, like Elizabeth and Mary cared for one another. Amen. Thank you. You can go to your classes now. Now is the time in our worship where our ushers will come forward to collect the offering, where we can share our gifts with the work of this community. Thank you for your faithfulness.
Would you join me in the prayers of the people? Holy Holy Spirit of hope, comfort, and peace, keep filling us with your holy imagination so we can take our passions for loving our neighbor to include what the world needs and then act on it. Take our wish for peace and show us how to stop wars. Show us how we can sustain farmers around the world so they won't need to uproot their families to faraway places in order to survive. Provide schools where all students have the freedom to learn by following their curiosity and applying what they learn to making the world a better place. Fill our leaders with integrity, teamwork, and the ears to patiently listen to other voices and respond in good conscience. But we say our troubles are too big, too many. What can mere mortals do? You tell us clearly to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. Provide us the strength and the courage to do that. I thank you for the encouraging words of mortal John Wesley, who reminds us to do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the places we can, at all times we can, to all people we can, as long as ever we can. Open our eyes to the world's needs. We ask in gratitude for all you have provided and rejoice in what is coming, for it is also the good news. Amen.
Excelsis Deo, gloria, gloria, alleluia, alleluia. Gloria, gloria, in excelsis Deo, gloria, gloria, alleluia, alleluia.
I'm reading the scripture today from Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 53. I'll be reading in English. Mary set out in those days and went to the hill country with haste to a Judean town. There she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Now when Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. From where does this visit come to me, that the mother of my sovereign comes to me? Look, as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting in my ear, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Now blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of those things spoken to her by the Holy One." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Holy One, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's own womb slave. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's loving kindness is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown the strength of God's own arm. God has scattered the arrogant in the intent of their hearts. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." The word of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
Someday at Christmas, men won't be boys, playing with bombs like kids play with toys. One warm December, our hearts will see a world where men are free. Someday at Christmas, there'll be no wars, when we have learned what Christmas is for, when we have found what life's really worth, there'll be peace on earth. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where men are free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas, we'll see a land with no hungry children, no empty hand. One happy morning, people will share a world where people care. Whoa, someday at Christmas, there'll be no tears, when all men are equal and no men have fears. One shiny moment, one prayer away from our world today. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where everyone is free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas, men will not fail. Hate will be gone and love will prevail. Someday a new world where we can start with hope in every heart. Yeah. Someday all our dreams will come to be. Someday in a world where everyone is free. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday at Christmas time. Someday at Christmas time.
Beloved, we say our longings today, we sing our longings today, we pray our longings today. Maybe not in time for you and me, but someday. Is there anything in your estimation that's more hilariously fascinating than watching an adult turn into an absolute pile of mush when you hand them a brand spanking new baby? The goo-goos and the ga-gas, and I don't mean the singer or the band, pour out of us like water. Well, at least they do for me. I don't know how you act with a brand spanking new baby. But we tickle feet, and we make these scrunchy silly faces, and we conjure up any lullaby or melody we can think of just to make that little bundle smile at us. We do and say and sing things that we'd never do or say or sing at a staff meeting or on our commute home or after we've been on hold 45 minutes with customer service. We are different people when we find ourselves in proximity to new life. We are different people when we find ourselves in proximity to new life. In this morning's story, we find Mary proximate to a lot of new life. She travels to meet her relative. Now, I grew up in the South, so I'm going to say her kinfolk. She travels to see her kinfolk, Elizabeth, to make sense of what has happened to her. And as we heard last week, and as we hear every Christmas season, because we know we're going to hear these stories this Christmas season, an angel appeared to Mary with some big news. She was pregnant. When Mary heard through the grapevine that by some strange synchronous miracle, Elizabeth, a woman who was past the age of pregnancy, was also pregnant, I can see why Mary hits the road. I can see how she wants to spend some time with her kinfolk, with someone who might be as overwhelmed as she is by all that was transpiring. And once these kinfolk are finally gathered together, it's here that Elizabeth's baby leaps inside her womb and Mary's voice leaps outside her body and she sings the deepest, widest, wisest song of justice we know. As a strange prophet grows inside her, a strange prophetic word erupts out of her. And as these women face each other, one pregnant pause between them, it bursts forth. And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Holy One, and my spirit rejoices with God, my Savior, for God has looked with favor on the lowliness of God's own womb slave. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is God's name. God's loving kindness is for those who fear God from generation to generation. God has shown the strength of God's own arm. God has scattered the arrogant and the intents of their heart. God has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. God has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty." It's when and only when these women face each other, when they face each other, hand to heart, hand to belly, that something new erupts out of the old, tired, violent world that won't stop spinning and spiraling out of control. It is when we face each other, hand to heart and hand to belly, that songs of intimate, loving, world-turning justice emerge. When we feel the lifeblood beating inside each other's bellies. I I know I'm making quite the exegetical stretch, but would you walk inside the corridors of my holy imagination this morning and picture with me Mary as a young Jewish woman and Elizabeth as an older Palestinian woman longing to face each other in a way that the world says they cannot face each other. Mary has made this far journey because she hears a melody that no one else seems to know. It's growing inside her. It feels like it might leap through her vocal cords, but she's got to get to her kinfolk first if she's really gonna sing this song. She knows somewhere deep in her bones that if they could just have a moment together, hand to heart, hand to belly, that a new song would emerge if everybody got out of the way. Millions of peacemaking Palestinian lives and millions of peacemaking Jewish lives facing each other across man-made borders know deep in their souls that the way out of this festering violence is to place their hands on each other's bellies and in being proximate to each other to wait on the new song that emerges between them. And this is true wherever injustice, occupation, violence, terror, and greed have taken hold. Because once you've felt and heard what's kicking inside of someone, once you've felt and heard the lifeblood beating inside them, once you've gotten proximate, once you've fallen in love with what's growing inside, the only thing left to do is cry out together for justice, to cry out together for a way forward that sustains and protects and fully values what's growing in each other. As Palestinian lives beg for their survival, for a ceasefire, for their basic human rights and dignities to be upheld. As Jewish lives gather around the Hanukkah lights during these most holy days and beg for a way to end a centuries-old cycle of anti-Semitic violence, as global superpowers prey upon the region with their own self-interest and power plays at the forefront. We need the songs of mamas who have journeyed to each other and faced each other and felt each other's bellies and dared to sing a new song. Everywhere the world is exploding or falling apart or dying away or being victimized by greed and bloodthirst, we need the songs of people who have felt the life kicking in each other's bellies to break through. We need those songs. We need those songs to be our foreign policy and our master plans and our economic blueprints. We need those songs and their intimacy and tenderness and fierce mother love to sketch out the contours of our peace accords and our borders. My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart, of my belly, is great. Sings Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings every Mary and every Elizabeth facing each other across man-made borders, reaching, touching, embracing, hand to heart, hand to belly. My heart shall sing of the day you bring. Let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near and the world is about to turn. Friends, during this season of Advent reflection, how will you posture yourself across the world's man-made borders. Would you consider looking to Mary and Elizabeth, their hands reaching across in intimate embrace? Both of them desperate for the world to turn, both of them exuberant with expectation, both of them filled with a fair dose of terror about the chaos and violence seemingly right around the corner, ready to swallow them whole. Both of them lost in love for each other and for all that was growing inside of them, both of them fiercely protective of the other's well-being. Both of them erupting into God's song of justice and love, both of them full of the only kind of love that can turn the world around. Beloved, let's stand and sing that a little bit this morning. I invite you to stand in body or in spirit to sing the canticle of the turning, the song that Mary sang.
My soul cries out with a joyful shout that the God of my heart is great. And my spirit sings of the wondrous things that you bring to the one to wait. You fix your sight on the servant's plight, and my weakness you did not spurn. So from east to west shall my name be blessed, could the world be about to turn. My heart shall bring of the joy you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though I am small, my God, my all, you work great things in me. And your mercy will last from the depths of the past to the end of the age to be. Your very name puts the proud to shame, and you those who would yearn. For we'll show your might, put strong to flight, for the world is about to turn. My heart shall sing of a day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn. Though the nations rage from age to age, we remember who holds us fast. God's mercy must deliver us from the conqueror's crushing grasp. This saving word that our forebears heard is the promise which holds us bound. Till the spears and rods can be crushed by God, who is turning the world around. My heart shall sing of a day you bring, let the fires of your justice burn. Wipe away all tears, for the dawn draws near, and the world is about to turn.
Thank you for being with us this second Sunday of Advent for our worship together. A few announcements before you go today. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have a special program on Palestine that's going to take place down in Schallenberger Hall in a few moments. So we'll have a brief coffee hour this morning, so you can stop, get coffee, greet one another, and then we invite you to make your way all the way down to the end of the hall and take the elevator down to GB for the program. There is soup and various other things provided, chili, so you will have lunch. You don't have to worry about your rumbling belly today. Next Wednesday, we'll be hosting the Theology on Draft Christmas party. We invite you to come. If you don't mind letting Mahogany know today, if you'll be able to make it, that would be great. That'll let us plan accordingly from food and other standpoints and dietary restrictions. Next Sunday, we are very excited that we will have our live nativity during worship. Our baby Jesus is here with his mother Mary in the room today, so we look forward to having them back next week. But we look forward to all of us dressing up for the live nativity, which we'll celebrate during worship. It's one of my very favorite parts of our Christmas season together, and we'll celebrate after with a special holiday lunch. Finally, make sure that you plan to join us in person if you're able on Christmas Eve. We're going to draw in close around the piano and sing our little hearts out. So we pray that you will join us. Did I miss anything? Yeah, the 31st will be virtual. If you are traveling for the holidays, please know that on the 31st, on New Year's Eve, we'll have a virtual service that day. Hear now this benediction, which we began our worship with. Amidst all that causes us pain, that brings us to tears, in the season of short days and long nights, we are called to tend each other. So let us go forth this second Sunday of Advent, giving thanks and sharing God's compassion for ourselves and one another. Go in peace.